This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and other U.S. officials have warned the American public that not all of the news from Iraq would be positive. And that certainly was the case yesterday when U.S. Marines engaged in the most serious fighting yet of the war near the southern Iraq city of Al-Nasiriya. And Iraq's state television showed footage of American soldiers who apparently were captured. Retired Army Major General Bob Scales wrote the official Army history of the 1991 Gulf War. Good morning, General.
Good morning, Bob.
Iraq's Army seems to be putting up some pretty stiff resistance in several cases. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me. Wars always contain surprises. I mean, there's an old soldier saying about friction in warfare and having to deal with the unexpected. The main point, I think, in all of this is that the main attack, so to speak, the critical point, the surrounding of Baghdad and the engagement of the Republican Guard division seems to be going on track. And ultimately, that's where this whole issue is going to be decided.
So your overall assessment of the war so far is that it's going according to plan?
Well, it's on track. I mean, we're now, 5 days into the war. The major units that will collide with the Republican Guard here fairly soon are in place, apparently. And the incidents in Nasiriya, while terribly unfortunate, I think just simply underline the fact that things happen in war that are unexpected, and units that are flexible have to be able to deal with these.
On Friday, some U.S. and British military officials predicted their armies could be in Baghdad within 3 or 4 days. Is that still possible?
Well, obviously not. I think that the thing that's important is not how quickly these units get to Baghdad, but what they do once they get there. There are two tasks they have to perform. One is to use air power to wear down and break the back of the Republican Guard and disconnect the Republican Guard from the leadership in Baghdad. And the second thing is to have a synchronized, orchestrated assault on those units by the two heavy units that we have in that area. Time is not the issue. What's important is that this culminating battle, which should occur very soon, be done right.
Some U.S. forces have been airlifted to northern Iraq. Will they be trying to open up a northern front?
You know, Bob, that's sort of the front that doesn't get much attention. Absolutely right. Special operating forces have been in that region for some time, working with the Kurds, attempting to hold back regular units from moving into the oil fields. But it's getting to be time when you have to have main force units on the ground that can add some staying power and some sustainment to that function. So, yeah, I think it's about time for that to happen, and it looks like it's going in as we speak.
I guess you're seeing the result of the loss of the use of Turkey and Saudi Arabia as a base for U.S. troops.
Well, I think Turkey more than anything else. Recall under the original plan, the 4th Infantry Division, which is probably one of the Army's most capable divisions, never got a chance to move in from the north, and that's, you know, that certainly lessens the amount of heavy armored striking power that will eventually work its way down into Baghdad.
But still, there's so much more resistance this time than there was in 91. I wonder why.
That's not really true. In 91, the great collision with the Republican Guard occurred at about the 75th to the 76th hour, and that phase hasn't really been reached yet. Most of the resistance has been on along the line of communications, and it's been done by essentially pockets of resistance, irregular forces stiffened by the so-called Special Security Organization. These are soldiers loyal to Saddam who were sent south from Baghdad to essentially act as a guerrilla force. Again, the key is to keep your eye on the main event, which is about to happen on the outskirts of Baghdad.
Thank you very much. Retired Army Major General Bob Scales wrote the official Army history of the 1991 Gulf War.